I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
All right, guys.
Welcome to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast.
My name is Krithat.
And my name is Ruben Paul. And thank you so much for listening. And for if you have listened to every single episode until now, we tip our hat to you.
Correct. Right, although
wearing,
we have no hats.
You're not wearing any.
I think as a bald guy, I should buy a hat.
Oh, yuck, man. That's when I know that...
That I'm trying to cover up my flaws.
Or you should have like a tremendous amount of confidence to put it off.
Or I should have a purpose for it. Like it's like a... like a company hat or a brand hat, like how cricketers wear. Like,
okay, yeah.
That I think those.
Why do cricketers wear caps even though they're playing in the night? Why do they? See, these are questions nobody's
bringing up important stuff.
They're talking about politics, coronavirus.
Why are we not these pressing issues?
Yeah,
very pressing issue this is. Yeah, okay. But now I have to find out. If somebody knows, please send us a DM. We're anyway going to Google after this.
Caps. I understand why
the shades, because the lights from the stadium. Correct. Maybe the caps also work the same way.
No.
Maybe because the... Oh, I'll tell you why. Because they've sold that logo space to somebody.
Exactly that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It didn't take us long to figure that out.
Right.
Awesome. But getting to the topic that we have in hand today, Ruben Paul.
I'm getting it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, right? Let's do that. Like, do you think nice guys finish last?
Good question. I think nice guys... Yeah, I think, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong with finishing last, right?
Like, you
think
finish last finish in life, first,
right?
That's not the point of life. Like, I like to be a loser.
It's not being a loser, dude. If you last, right?
Yeah.
Because if you see, if you so you don't
saying,
have to be first.
Oh, so you're saying
you don't have to be first. You don't have to be last either.
Oh, okay. So you're saying coming last is not losing. It's just
it's not losing.
It's the person, people who don't finish at all are losers.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like you see, the person who goes first, he has to make all the mistakes. He's just lazy, actually.
That is correct.
I'm just being lazy. Yeah, if he makes all the mistakes,
right?
And then the person at the end will be like, oh, okay, that's how life works. All the other people face through that. Now I have enough time to think about.
Right.
As long as you're
figure out. So actually, first mover advantage is not real an advantage.
It comes with a heavy set of disadvantages. Well.
No.
Yeah.
So first mover disadvantage is something we should be talking about.
That's a very good point.
No.
You do. It does have its disadvantages.
It's all very rosy eyed. We're like, hey, look, first mover advantage.
Yeah. He was the first guy to start a company. He said, yeah, but he's also the first guy who got bankrupt.
Yeah, he's also the first guy who had to make all the mistakes.
Yeah.
That sucks. And then afterwards, when the next company becomes successful, they'll just give him a homage or some shit.
Yeah, we'll learn from the mistakes of that guy.
Yeah, we'll just name one wing in our factory after you.
Yeah, like for example, that Facebook dude, right? He had the other guy from Napster,
right,
who started Napster, who screwed up Napster.
Correct.
Right? Who had a huge lawsuit by Metallica, the greatest metal band in the world.
Correct.
Right? And then he said, okay, let me help Facebook.
Yeah.
And the entire thing was like, hey, I've made all the mistakes that you're going to make.
Correct.
And look at everyone knows Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know the Napster guy's name?
Yeah, Sean Parker. It's right. Also unfair for me to brag about.
Because
I've seen
Krithat
The Social Network.
The Social Network.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the best, dude. Like David Fincher meets Aaron Sorkin. It's the the Venn diagram of creativity.
Yeah.
So philosophical. No?
It is.
Yeah. But do you think of yourself as a nice guy?
I've been told that.
Ah, well played. Because you see, if you admit that you're a nice person, you negate the fact that you're a nice person.
Okay, so I managed to...
You somehow managed to dodge that bullet. That's how it works. You can't admit to people. You can't go around saying, hey, I'm a nice guy and I get fucked around.
You can't
say that. Because then people are like, what a self-involved...
You can't be a self-claimed...
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed nice guy.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't be that.
Yeah, you have to have enough...
you have to be labeled that by someone.
Correct. No? You have to have enough data to back your niceness.
Okay. So when was the first time you remember someone saying, hey, why are you so nice?
Oh, all the time.
So when is the first time you remember? Because this is something that happens...
What is my earliest
to
memory?
...to guys as adults.
Yeah.
When we meet women.
Correct. Where they're like, oh, you're too nice. Yeah. Why are you so nice? Something is wrong. That is,
Something is wrong with you.
They're like waiting to find our psychotic side.
Hmm.
We're like, hey, something, this guy's too nice. It doesn't fit the definition
of a person,
of a man, of a guy.
Of a man.
Yeah. It's a very, it's okay. We're not being sexist.
If you notice, if you say the same thing
about a woman, that's sexist.
No girl has ever been told, hey, you're really nice.
Yeah.
I've never heard
you're so nice. But there's a thing about it. Like if you If you go around telling people that you're a nice person, that can completely ruin your reputation. Like, maybe you're nice, but now people think of you as like self-absorbed. So there's a slight thing there. You have to like do all the acts of niceness and then let somebody be like, hey, that guy. That's what NGOs do, right?
Yeah, NGOs do that, right?
But they're also allowed to brag about being nice.
Why? Like, for example, that entire Myntra fiasco, right? Fiasco? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Was from an NGO, dude.
Correct, yeah. Where they thought it. What dirty thinking that NGO has, no? Where they're like, hey, look at that. It looks like a chick's leg spread.
And above everything, like, what a level of priorities that NGO has. This hunger, starvation, AIDS.
Even if they're a women's rights person, maybe they should be checking if, like, women in Myntra getting paid the same as men.
If it's a women's right NGO, and that's okay to be a women's right NGO.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope to God that they're actually taking care of, like, people are battered. Like, people are getting beaten by their husbands.
Correct.
Not correcting logos.
Yeah. Right? And I saw somewhere where they said that because Myntra corrected their logo, now it's going to give, like, a push in the wrong direction.
Hmm.
Now people will just stand up for non-issues the whole time.
So do you think, just like how that NGO corrected Myntra, right?
Hmm.
And they say like, oh, now we stand up for women's rights and we want like women to be viewed in the correct way.
Correct.
Do you think that's all almost similar to like how people are famous do charity, right? They're like, hey, we want people to know we're doing charity.
Like
if
we're doing
the reason why being human is really popular.
Correct. It's because if you do charity and don't post about it, like it's like the tree fell in the forest.
Well,
you know that proverb, a tree fell in the forest
and
nobody heard it. Hmm. So did it fall or not?
Right.
Right. So it's the same thing.
It's, like it's not a proverb, it's a philosophical dilemma.
So same way, if like a film movie star did a charity and didn't post about it online, did they even do charity?
Did they even do charity?
Yeah. Because you see, think about the world is so flawed that to be nice, you have to get tax reductions. Think about that. But they're like, hey, why don't you do charity for like a while?
Because you get then, more money in your bank account.
Yeah. And then if you do, because you're like helping out a good cause, we'll give you a discount on our taxes.
So even charity has its monetary returns.
Exactly. Nobody does. There's no reason for being nice.
How do we have children in such a flawed world, dude?
We shouldn't.
Huh? What just, do you tell your child?
Guys, everybody stop having children.
What do you tell? Really?
Let's end this race
with
us.
What an unjust world.
Let us be the last. That'll be so cool.
Dude, if you're the last, think of how awesome a party will be.
No?
Oh my God. We'll be partying so hard, dude.
Just finish all our resources.
I wish children weren't cute. Right? If children weren't cute, we'd just have the time of our lives. We'd be like, who wants to have
Who wants to
kids?
Have one more, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't have any returns.
I was listening to a podcast about the science of cuteness.
Right.
Where's the reason? There's very interesting topic on the Stuff You Should Know podcast, one of my favorite podcasts. Okay. So on that, there was a whole discussion about cuteness, about how if babies weren't cute, this is actually scientifically proven. Like we won't have them. So you're actually right, factually also.
Yeah.
Also, you know how sometimes people say, it's so cute, I could eat you up.
Yeah.
Or things like that, right?
Yeah.
So apparently that's something called cute aggression.
Yeah.
Which is actually a scientific thing.
Yeah.
Where sometimes we as humans, like, you know how tears of joy,
mm-hmm.
whereas tears is not supposed to be something that come
associated
when you're
with happiness.
Yeah, right? So it's the same way how human brains are so wired in a way where our emotions get exchanged. So if you're saying somebody, oh my God, so cute, I just want to punch his or pull his cheek.
Pull his cheek, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually like a human trait.
Yeah.
So, like, we are just, we can be bad, nice by not being nice.
Okay, so then I think we should correct this worldview. We said, like, don't have kids. I said, have kids as long as they're not cute.
Correct. Yeah.
That'll be a good incentive for people not to have kids.
Correct. We have to find a way to tune our genetics in a way where children stop being cute.
Yeah, man. That's the thing.
That's the solution to our world.
Kind
problem.
Of solved it. We have solved so many.
We are just fixing worldly issues on this podcast.
On this podcast.
Yeah, man. But I don't remember a time where I was nice. I mean, I remember a lot of times. Did being nice ever work to your disadvantage massively?
It confused me, dude.
It confused you?
Yeah, because like, if you think about it, like this, like you say, eating something, right? How is the food? You'd be like, the food's nice. You'd be like, oh, that means the food is good, right? And then someone comes and tells you in a horrible way, hey, you're nice, right?
Huh?
And now you're like, oh, this person hates me being nice.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
That's something I got frustrated with as soon as I became an adult, right? Like that people really hate people who are nice. And why?
Yeah, because they're like, you're ruining society.
Why?
Have you ever had this thing where you don't yell at somebody and they're like, can you just yell and finish, get over with it?
I've thought about that so many times, right? Like, there are so many situations where, like, someone has said something really horrible or done something really horrible and just been difficult.
Right.
And you can't yell. Because the thing is, I understand why that person is that way.
Mm.
So right. how do you want to be an extra asshole to that person?
There's nothing coming out of it, no? I've never understood that. I don't like that. But then apparently, if you can't express yourself, that's actually a humane flaw.
I mean, you should be able to express yourself, I feel. I think that is a flaw?
But I think yelling is also an expression. I mean, I don't think that. I am pro no yelling.
Okay, but how do you express yourself?
By confusing them. Like I do this, right? When somebody is like sends me angry messages or comments on like a stand-up video and says, yuck, what was this disgusting shit or something, right? So I reply back with like a heart emoji or something.
Oh.
It's a very Gandhi approach to life.
But it confuses them.
It completely, it's like, it diffuses them, very demotivates them.
This is such a Christian thing to do.
What?
Like give if love. Throw, love so show the other cheek.
Ah, yeah, that's a Gandhiji thing.
Yeah.
Christians also, huh? Who took it
Jesus.
First?
Oh. Gandhi got this from Jesus. It's in this book and it's in the movie also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How is this not conflicting our Indian culture?
No, Gandhi took a lot of his teachings from a lot of religious
different
books.
Religions.
Yeah.
So he was like the actual secular guy.
Yeah. But actually that does dismantle people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, people like to fight, dude.
Correct.
Right? People really like to fight. People, when like if someone yells at you on the road, and if you just be like, like you're just waving back to him, he gets more pissed off.
Yeah, it pisses them off way more.
Yeah, but people really like to fight. Like someone yells at you, they're wanting you to yell back at them and make a fight.
Make a conversation out of it.
Right? And I really feel like certain people, right? They want you to get more angry than what they are so that they will ultimately feel like, see, that person said this to me at the end.
Correct. This is like one relationship fight.
It's like it's a proper...
That's how every fight is.
That's how every fight is, dude.
That is pretty cool. But like, yeah, I don't think I like... as a nice person, what is the one biggest trait that sets nice people apart? Like, I think other than getting screwed over a lot.
I think they nice people acknowledge everybody in the room.
Ah, that is interesting. Right? Like you feel bad for some people.
Even
if you don't know them.
Yeah, like if someone is left out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I automatically feel bad for someone who's left out. In like if there's a party and there's one person who's just like by himself, I automatically feel bad for that person and I try and do something so that person doesn't feel left out.
Correct.
Because I know how it is to feel left out.
Yeah.
It's just that.
That is true. That is true. Have you ever had this situation where you tell somebody something and then you try to like fix the situation by being nice? Like, or like if there's two people who had an argument.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right? Two people had some very uncomfortable shit and then you're just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
To like set the mood, to change the mood.
You know where this happens a lot?
Mm.
You're going to hate me for saying this.
That's
but this happens at Big Boss.
Big Boss, sir.
There will always be
you're
like
watching
two...
Big Boss now.
No, not directly.
So much truth.
I always watch Big Boss indirectly. Okay, like my my fiance's parents, it's all the time, whenever the season's on.
They watch Big Boss.
And then my friend who
and
stays
whenever
his
you
parents,
meet them, you have to catch up with them.
I story. Kind of watch, yeah. And I understand why people like that show also, by the way.
Why? It's very interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's so much of drama, dude, in that show.
Correct.
But when there are two people who are fighting, right, in Big Boss, there's always a neutral person who's really sweet, who comes and just like a ball of positive energy. So like, hey, I can't handle this horrible situation and let me be like really like vanilla, right?
Correct.
And then just take care of this entire situation by being nice.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I think being nice can... Is it more on the disadvantage side or more on the advantage side? What would you say if you had to pick one personality trait?
I think it's more on the advantage side, okay?
Because there's mental peace.
And also, there's no drama, dude. Yeah, mental peace and drama is the same thing.
Correct.
But also, like there's a difference between being nice when you don't have anything and being nice when you have everything.
Right.
Like I used to be, if I had to be honest, like a long time ago, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any friends. I just want everyone to like me.
Correct.
Right?
It's kind of why I do comedy. Being nice, obnoxious nice, that is.
Yeah, this is kind of why I do comedy also.
Yeah, for validation.
To be liked, right?
Correct.
That's the honest thing, right? I think if you've gone through some shit in your early childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
You either want to be like liked all the time, which is I think is all comics.
Correct.
Right? Or you want to be like super badass in your head, like nothing's going to fuck with me. Right? And unfortunately, I think we all took the other route.
We all took
the other route of being liked, but now we're figuring out how to be like, you know,
be neutral as human beings.
I think now, dude, I have everything, right? Like, see, there's a committed person or a person who has a job, right? And he goes and meets another person who has a better job. He already has a job. He doesn't have to be extra nice to that person.
Right.
But if a person doesn't have a job, then it'll be like, hey, I have to be nice to you because maybe you'll give me a job.
So it's a privilege thing.
It is a privilege thing. I think the right amount of niceness is a privilege thing. Like mm-hmm. you have everything, but you're still nice.
Correct. But then the people who are known for assholery are people who are really privileged. Have you thought about that?
I think so. Why do you think that is so?
It's very interesting, no? Why are they like that?
my theory...
I have a theory, but you go
what
first.
What is your theory?
No, you go first.
Okay, my theory is that...
I'll
feel
go first.
that people, if you're a really rich guy, right? Mm-hmm. You got to be a little bit standoffish and just pushing everyone away. Because
right.
you'll feel like I'm trying to take something from you.
Ooh, defensive.
Yeah. Or I'm trying to ride off of your fortune and fame.
I was thinking they're detached.
Okay.
Like they're like so out of touch with the reality from being privileged
mm-hmm.
that whatever they do, they feel like it's not an asshole thing to do. Like for example, I'll give mm-hmm. you like a very broad stroke. Okay. Like an industry mm-hmm. wiping out entire farmlands to build a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's completely fine.
Because they're generating jobs.
Because yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But you're actually like whatever.
Being an asshole. Yeah.
Like
you're
farmers
taking away land.
Yeah. They're taking away land at wrong prices. People who are farming are losing their jobs. They have to relocate to different places. So there's a many blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right? But they're so detached that they only see the world from their privileged lens.
That's actually a better theory then.
There
I think maybe we both are, right?
Yeah.
But I really like what Krithath said. Because you think you're doing the world a favor by you existing.
Correct.
So you can be an asshole and get away with it.
Yeah.
And but for some reason mm-hmm. that the wrong stuff that you do is justifiable because you're so great. Right?
Right.
And like you can trample on people. Right? Because you still are that great person.
Correct.
That you are,
still a superpower.
Right.
Hey,
which
but
is,
do
which
you
is
think
how like Ellen got called out for being...
Yeah, for being a dick.
For being a dick, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
to all her writers.
To all her writers and staff. And I think that's what she is. In her head, she thought like, I'm Ellen.
Yeah,
I have a TV show.
I can do this shit.
I can do this shit.
Go to that other room and...
Yeah.
But you also think about this. Nobody ever admits to being an asshole. Although people can admit to being a nice guy, nobody can ever admit... I can't think of one person who admits that they're a dick.
And you know another problem is, like I mentioned, right? Like earlier, like I think people sympathize with assholes more than sympathize with nice guys, dude. Like if you're an asshole, then like how
so
I just
funny.
Mentioned earlier on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Like I myself as a nice guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's an asshole, I'll be like, oh crap, this is a really horrible backstory that he has. And that's
correct.
Why he ended up like this, right? Whereas a nice guy, no one understands why people are nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe we're going through some really weird shit.
Like what, dude? Like,
okay, give me an example of sympathizing with assholes.
Like that movie Joker, that came.
Okay.
Which was such a conflicting
movie. Which is such a horrible movie.
Movie,
by the way.
It was such a horrible movie. I hated that movie. Thank you.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix Joker,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was a horrible movie.
It
I don't
was
know
so
why.
Bad.
People are like, oh, it is so well made. I get all that, but it was a horrible story. The movie ended by promoting violence and bad mental health.
See, I understand the thing
it
of being
create,
well made.
It didn't create awareness in my point of view.
Let's agree on one thing, okay? A movie can't be great because it's well made. Like, even porn can be shot really well. Like with great sound, with great editing,
right.
And some
subtitles.
Director saying, just edit that out and put this, the color correction on.
Yeah,
that.
Subtitles.
And ultimately, it's just porn, right?
Mm.
And it's the same thing even over here. This movie, like you said, it promoted violence.
Yeah.
And the movie theater was conflicted. A lot of people said like, oh, fuck, that was a bad movie.
Right.
Because they showed him like killing that guy at the talk
yeah,
show.
Yeah, correct.
Right? And there were people in the movie theater that applauded at that bit.
Yeah. How? Why?
And at the same
time... although the guy, De Niro's character...
Yeah, exactly.
Although he was a dick,
right.
He didn't deserve death.
He didn't deserve to be killed. And
yeah,
good.
On national television. They're like, yeah, that's right, dude. It's promoting such a horrible mindset. I can't believe that movie's win. What is wrong with the world? Also because there's too many people who are now also like, it's become like the government. Like, you can't say something wrong about like that movie because it's been hyped so much.
That's why we exist.
But they're like, and also, you know what the worst argument I've ever heard is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yuck, that's such a horrible movie. They're like, then you make it, no?
Yeah, that's not my job. Your job is to fucking make a good movie. My job is to sit and watch it if it's a good movie or judge it if it's a piece of shit, which that movie was.
It was horrible.
Like,
and I watched it on a flight. Can you imagine? Like, the annoyance that I can't even vent to anybody for the next few hours about it.
Oh, you watched it on a flight. Oh, yeah. My God. Was this like an international flight? Which is difficult. Difficult, dude.
Horrible.
See, but that, I think that movie brought a really good point about niceness, right? Mm. Like, you sympathize people. Now, see, that I understand that.
Okay? Basically, nobody sympathized with him.
With the Joker.
And they bullied him.
And they bullied him. And then eventually he became that murderer that he became.
Right.
Okay. Now, in my... I'll tell you a recent story. Like, there was a person who didn't have any job for a long time, mm-hmm. right? I think I told the story earlier, right? Didn't have a job for a long time. Her family situation was all shit. Then I spoke to a friend, right? I said, like, you need to give this person a job. Mm. Gave her the job, yeah. And she fucked everything up. She didn't respond to mails. She yelled at the boss. She yelled at the teammates. And then afterwards, in the third day, she said, actually, I'll find another job.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So the thing is...
Now you'll be skeptical about being nice the next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I think even if you're nice, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're over nice rather,
yeah.
I think the world kind of course corrects you and says like, listen, you can't be that nice.
Can't be that nice. You have to cherry pick your niceness.
Yeah. But do you think getting called out when someone told you like, hey, you're too nice. Mm-hmm. Do you think that kind of helped you later in certain things like, oh, maybe I am too nice and then course correct?
Oh, yeah. I think it did. For me, it's never been a disadvantage to, because like, I'm a very optimistic person in life. That's also very annoying to a lot of people.
Can I tell you a funny story about you being optimistic?
Nah, tell.
Okay, this is my favorite story. I was 2018, I was driving the car with Krithath, okay? I was like, dude, you're quite optimistic and happy, dude. It's pretty awesome. It's quite optimistic and positive, right? And then he said, yeah, man, I don't take life too seriously. Like, well, I'm just chill, right? And he was just like singing, he's doing some real, just happy shit while driving. And then I told him this, and after 2 days, he called me or I met him. And he said, dude, why did you tell me that, dude? Because the next day, whole day, I was in bed thinking, what the fuck is wrong in my life?
I was trying to find my conflict. They're like, so cool, dude. How can you be so ideal? You said some shit like that to me. And I was like, am I ideal? There has to be some flaw.
And the next day, he was super depressed.
And then I realized what the flaw was. It was over-analysis.
Yeah, that's the biggest flaw.
Yeah, also, I can't live with conflict.
Okay.
And that's not a nice thing. Like, that's not a nice guy characteristic. That's just a lack of confrontation. Those are very different things. Mm. Like, I don't like confrontation.
Okay.
Like, I can be a dick to people. Like, the auto driver doesn't take me till my destination.
Yeah.
But but my thing is, if you're being a dick, be tasteful about it. Otherwise, then it's appreciated.
See, this is like a mature way of being nice. Like, he's thought through it. Like, so if you want to get angry, you want to get angry on purpose. When there's actually something worth getting angry about.
Correct. Use your energy right. Like,
yeah,
also
pick your battles.
Yeah, also, like, there is a nice way to be not nice. You know what I mean?
There's a nice way to be an asshole.
Yeah, like how this auto driver last... This is a recent story, right?
Very good.
Because he didn't drop me to my location because the road was dug up.
Yeah.
And he had to go around.
Yeah.
So he's like, if I go around, I'll just have to pay more, but I'll still get the same amount from Ola because it doesn't check the map route. It just pointed to point B. So I'm not dropping you. Right? And he ended the trip. Okay, he just ended the trip right there. And my house was not too far.
Yeah.
Right? So I got down from the auto. Because obviously, now what can I do? I ended the trip and he's like, okay, now get down.
Hmm.
So how long can I keep sitting there, right? Yeah. At this point, I will lose the battle.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, let's cut the losses. Let's get down. So I got down from this auto. And as I was walking by, right, I said, sir, have a good day. Hopefully, all your roads end on dead ends.
Oh.
And then
very calm.
Yeah. I said, I hope all your roads end in dead ends today, okay?
What did you really said it to
him? Yeah, I said that to him and I peacefully walked. Well, I'm like, see, he was being an asshole.
Yeah.
It's not like if I'm going to like give him a shrap, it's going to happen.
Yeah. You actually win.
But he'll just mess with his head a little bit. Where he's like, hey, listen, okay, I wasn't being a dick. Like, then he'll start justifying himself.
Yeah. You win by not fighting.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Like, send a heart emoji when somebody calls you ugly.
Hmm.
It confuses them so badly. It's so much fun.
So like, I think being nice just works to your advantage. It confuses the fuck out of the other person.
Yeah. And if you know somebody who's not nice,
how do you deal with that? Yeah. I'd like to know, Krithath's.
I don't know, man. I don't. I just ignore them, avoid those people.
I just try to be courteous.
Yeah. Like, I'll be civil around them.
Yeah.
But I don't indulge with them. Because see, if you think about it, whoever one person that I am thinking of right now, mm-hmm. is an asshole, mm-hmm. that person still has a family, a friend circle,
yeah.
or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically doing something right in his life or her life.
Yeah, they say like you're wrong in someone else's story. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wrong in someone else's story, right?
It's that.
And like, I think, you know, even people whom we hate, who've done like shit to us, right? Mm-hmm. In their story, they are right.
Yeah, exactly.
And my story, I am right.
So if you think about it, everybody thinks that they are a nice person.
Everybody thinks they're a nice
person.
So if
you put up a post tomorrow on you on Facebook saying nice guys finished last, everybody thinks it's about them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, dude.
Nobody's going to be like, nice guys finished last. Fuck yeah, I'm going to come first.
Who was the person who came up with nice guys finished last?
I don't know, man. The first time
I Google it?
The first time I heard of Nice Guys Finish Last was that Ryan Heger song.
Right. But who came up with it? Like, it has to be...
There has to be some origin story. Yeah? Like, it was first said in a movie or some shit.
Something like that, no?
Okay, let's...
Nice Guys Finish
Okay, guys,
last.
Listen to this 2 second flute music while we tell you.
The phrase is based on a... Are you ready?
Yeah,
the phrase is based on a quote by Brooklyn Dodgers manager Leo something in 1946, which was then condensed by journalists. In other words, women say that they want nice guys,
right,
but really go for men who are jerks or bad boys in the end. Yeah.
So it has the same context that all of us expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has the same context. It has to do with women.
Yeah. It's like all of life's problems.
But like...
Smart.
I don't know.
I don't agree with this.
I don't know. He's on his own now.
I don't associate with that opinion.
No, but I think that's the first time I heard that I was being nice.
Correct.
This girl who's... Dad died,
mm-hmm,
and I was talking to her,
right,
and she was telling me the sad story involved with her dad dying.
Correct.
And I was listening, right? I was listening via text, which is really hard to listen.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
When the person is texting, yeah, you got to understand. It's really hard.
It's an emotion that you'll never decide.
How do you listen while you're texting?
Like, you're texting with that person. You're listening to their text messages.
Yeah, but how do you respond that you're listening? Right?
Oh.
You'd be like, that
right.
Sounds like, oh, this person is...
On WhatsApp, you can do that.
What can you do?
You can just keep saying, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't do that on SMS days.
You can't do that even in WhatsApp, I feel.
No, WhatsApp you can.
On a conversation, you could be like, But on like WhatsApp, you can't do that. There's no
Unless they're sending one message at a time.
Yeah.
Which is very annoying.
So this girl is telling me about how her dad died. And you're not prepared to have these conversations. So I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. And then ta-da-da-da-da. And then eventually they'll be like, but I'm glad you are where you are right now. And picked yourself up. Mm. And then she said, you don't have to be nice.
Mm.
But then what do I tell you?
Correct.
While texting, what do I tell you?
You don't have to be nice to me, but I'm nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Even if your dad didn't die,
and shouldn't I be nice to you?
Correct.
Like, why do you hate me for being nice?
See, don't be nice to me, okay? Don't pretend to be nice.
Yeah, why are you so afraid?
Why do you think we are not nice?
Huh?
Damn sad.
But when was the first time that you heard that you were a nice guy?
Still don't have an answer.
I am telling you, he's hiding something from me, this Kritath.
First time I heard it, I think...
When did it really get to your head? Like, like, why do people hate me for being nice?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think comedy teaches you a few things. So, like, it was during that course. Like,
okay.
I used to always be the producer who always put people in... Like, I gave them spots and...
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's okay. Come, we'll find time. We'll make place.
Yeah.
Like, out-of-towners would always get spots in my rooms. Things like that. So, that kind of stuff, people knew that I was nice, and then somebody told me, it's like, don't be so nice also.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be so nice also. Because I can't say no.
Yeah.
And once people know about that, oh.
Oh, they can
then
use that to your advantage.
Yeah, it's a power in the wrong hands.
Yeah, but how do you prevent people from knowing that?
Nothing. I say yes and then ignore their calls.
Oh, okay.
It's a very mature way to deal with things. It's like, hey, you want to catch up tomorrow? Yeah, sure. And then like, hey, sorry, when appointment has come up. Yeah.
So you have to lie a little bit.
Yeah.
So nice guys have to lie, is it?
Correct, yeah. Lying is the basis of our lifestyle.
See, I'll tell you what happened, okay? Like, I had to invite someone for something, okay? I'm not being specific. And you know when you invite people, right? Just like how you give spots to people.
Right.
Now, there are a few people whom you genuinely want to give spots to.
Correct.
Likewise, there are a few people you genuinely want to invite. And then there are some people you invite and give a spot to just so that they don't feel bad.
Correct. Like, keep them away from the noose. Like.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's also why people stay in bad relationships.
Right?
Because you know that if I leave, this person is going to kill herself or himself.
Yeah, shit, I know what you mean.
So I think it's just that, dude. So, like, I want something to be something. I don't want everything to be horrible for you. So here's
something. Yeah.
Here's a spot for you.
Here's
right?
a yeah, gesture.
Recently, I didn't want to invite someone. I just said, like, I'm not going to invite. Okay. And whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Like, this person says, like, hey, why was I not invited? And I was just prepared. So I'm going to tell the truth, man.
Yeah.
It's just like, really, I don't think
you're not going to say close. I forgot or something.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, listen, you weren't invited. You weren't on the invite list.
Yeah. And I think that's also life after a certain point where, like, you've said yes to people, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've said yes to people and you realize what a bad choice.
Like, you run out of yes to gives.
You run out of, like, exactly. You run out of yes to give. And you run out of justifications also. And then, like, someone you say yes to, messes it up. And then it's like, I should just go on with my gut of saying no to that person.
Correct. You so learn.
You learn.
Kind you of. Learn. So yeah. Don't be too nice. The takeaway from our today's episode is be nice to people who deserve.
I would say be nice to people. And if you're over nice, like, life somehow will correct you.
Yeah. It'll fix itself. Don't worry. Don't think so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Bah, how much of gyan and nonsense advice we gave today.
Now. Correct. Yeah. I love this episode. I'll just keep this episode very safely somewhere. And then one day, like, when my nephews and nieces and people in my family need advice, I'll just, like, listen to this podcast episode which your uncle made. Yeah.
When they go through, like, some horrible day, like, someone ditches them.
Yeah. It's like, here, listen to this. Listen it was to supposed this. To be a comedy podcast.
Yeah. But then it got too serious.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's okay. No, yeah. Next week, we'll pick some funny topic like butt cracks or some shit.
Butt sweat.
Oh, can we pull that off, Rupin? Can you think we can do like a
disgusting episode?
One full disgusting episode.
Sure, we can do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it. All right.
Cool.
Cool, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like our work, as always, follow us on Instagram. Krita Srinivasan is Comic Curry, and I'm Paul Rupin. And if you do want to recommend this podcast, please feel free to share this with anybody who
share the other episodes.
This
one was okay. This, if you're a regular listener, you heard it.
You heard it. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye.